Brooklyn's Radio Surrey News Review for Friday the 9th of October. I'm Graham Laycock, taking a look at this week's local news stories in Surrey and Rushmore, in the Surrey Appetizer and on Surrey Live. First, this week's headlines. Another 180 coronavirus cases across Surrey, 8 deaths from house fires last year, and life imprisonment for a man who killed his mother. There have been another 180 positive coronavirus tests recorded across Surrey in the 24 hours ending Thursday, the 8th of October. The county's death toll has also risen by one following another COVID-19-related fatality at Frimley Health NHS Foundation Trust. Elmbridge again recorded the highest increase with a further 40 cases, closely followed by Surrey Heath with 21. In Surrey, the total number of positive cases now stands at 7,033 since the start of the pandemic. And just looking at cases by borough, in Elmbridge an increase of 40 to 793, Epsom Manual up 5 to 474, Guildford an increase of 18 to 822, Mole Valley plus 16 to 462, Reigate and Banstead up 15 to 988, Runnymede up 14 to 527, Spelthorne had an increase of 12 to 581, Surrey Heath up 21 to 607, Tandridge an increase of 5 to 470, Waverley an increase of 15 to 717, and Woking an increase of 19 to 592. And the breakdown of deaths in trusts operating in Surrey: Frimley Heath NHS Foundation Trust, an increase of 1 to 376. The others remain the same. Epsom and St Helier University Hospitals Trust, 278. Surrey and Sussex, 260. Ashford and St Peter's, 194. The Royal Surrey, 98. Woking Community Hospital, 1. Nuffield Health Woking, 1. Mount Auvernon and Guildford, 2. Walton Community Hospital, 4. And St Magnus Hazelmere, 2. And meanwhile, the nation has reached a perilous moment in the coronavirus pandemic, the Health Secretary has warned. Matt Hancock said he was very worried about local spikes in cases, and he told health leaders that the situation was becoming very serious as hospital admissions were rising in some parts of the country. And he said the government's strategy was simple: to suppress the virus, supporting the economy, education and the NHS until a vaccine can make us all safe. The comments come as Public Health England warned it was very concerned about a rise in cases and hospital admissions. And more Surrey pupils have been sent home to self-isolate following confirmed case of COVID-19 at a primary school. Cleves School in Oatlands Avenue, Weybridge, is the latest school to be affected by the virus. In an email sent to parents and carers on Thursday, it was confirmed that a child had been tested positive in Year 5. The announcement at Cleves School means there are now at least 38 Surrey sites that have been reported with confirmed cases. And this week, two Surrey universities also reported outbreaks of COVID-19. Royal Holloway University of London announced that 15 of its students and staff members had tested positive. Meanwhile, 6 people at the University of Surrey in Guildford are self-isolating after testing positive. 8 people died in house fires across Surrey last year. Official figures show that 3 of those fatalities came as a result of fires deliberately sparked by arsonists, while the other 5 were accidental. The total number of deaths was 5 more than in 2018-19, and the highest from property fires in 5 years. In total, 93 casualties were injured in house and flat fires in Surrey last year, 2 less than in 2018-19. The figures show that 7 of those casualties were hurt in fires which were set deliberately, 1 more than the previous year, and the highest in the last 3 years. In total, firefighters were called out to deal with 462 house and flat fires across Surrey last year. That was 16% fewer than the 548 blazes sparked in 2018-19, and 21% down on the 582 fires 5 years earlier. A National Fire Chiefs Council spokesperson said, "Any fire fatality is one too many, and we're continuing our protection and prevention work to ensure the public face as few risks as possible. Fire services continue to carry out home safety checks with the most vulnerable and at business premises to ensure people are aware of risks and work towards reducing them." They said that during the pandemic has had an impact on how these are carried out in some instances, along with education activities on areas such as arson. Therefore, it's vital people are aware of the risks and mitigate them. A man who was found guilty of murdering his mother and threatening to kill his father has been sentenced to life imprisonment. Philip Tarvey of Julian Close Woking was convicted by a jury at the Old Bailey on Monday following a trial which lasted 5 weeks. He was found guilty of stabbing his elderly mother, Angela Tarver, with an ornamental sword and of threatening to kill his father, Colin, following the incident on December the 19th last year. The 47-year-old is said to have used the sword to kill his 86-year-old mother at her home in Julian Close Woking before decapitating her and putting her head in the freezer. Jurors also heard that Tarver had cut off Mrs. Tarver's left ring finger and placed it in a kettle. On Thursday, he was sentenced to life imprisonment at the Old Bailey with a minimum of 19 years. And a man has been charged with murder following the death of an elderly woman in Reigate. Following reports of a concern for safety, Surrey police officers were called to a property in Warren Road around 5:40 p.m. on June the 21st. Rosemary Hill, aged 77, was found seriously injured. She died 4 days later in hospital as a result of her injuries. The 3.5 months on Mrs. Hill's death, it's been confirmed the suspect has been charged. A Surrey police spokesman said Guy Douglas Unmack, aged 45, of Warren Road in Reigate, was charged with murder on Wednesday following the death of 87-year-old Rosemary Hill. Unmack was arrested on Sunday the 21st of June on suspicion of attempted murder. Following his arrest, he was assessed and detained under the Mental Health Act. Unmack is due to appear at Guildford Magistrates Court Thursday. Shortly after her death, Mrs. Hill's son, Jonathan Few, described her as a compassionate, caring mother. Paying tribute to the talented musician and former teacher, Mr. Few said his mother would be remembered as a caring musician who cared about her students and her colleagues. A drug dealer has been jailed after being snared by police with 7 bags of white powder and a rounder's bat in his possession. Roland Heron was arrested at Colford Bridge Road in Mitchett on April the 4th this year. The 25-year-old from Milton Keynes also had £500 in cash and a mobile phone in his car with him. A small bat was also on the rear seat of the vehicle. Heron was sentenced to 9 months in prison at Guildford Crown Court on Wednesday. He had been charged with possession with intent to supply Class A drugs, possession of criminal property and possession of an offensive weapon. PC David Oliver said this is a great result and hopefully this sentence will help deter other criminals from coming out into our county to commit these offences. I urge anyone with information about drug dealing in their communities to call us on the non-emergency number 101 or in an emergency 999. Police have now appealed to anyone with concerns about drug-related crime to get in touch. Suspicions can be raised anonymously through the independent charity Crime Stoppers on 0800 555 111. A Surrey resident who said she was feeling worried and scared following a series of alleged sexual offences where she lives has launched a campaign aimed at making women and girls in the area feel safer. Kira Charlton, who lives in Epsom and grew up there, started an initiative called Epsom Women and Girls Network in direct response to alleged crimes that have taken place in her neighbourhood in recent weeks. On September the 15th, it was alleged that a man exposed himself to staff at the coronavirus testing centre in Upper High Street car park. A 29-year-old suspect was arrested by officers in connection with the offence and bailed. A 21-year-old man was arrested following reports of a sexual assault by touching on September the 17th in Park Avenue West. The suspect was also reported to have approached a 13-year-old girl in East Street. The incidents allegedly happened between 3:30 and 4:30 p.m. The suspect was released under investigation and inquiries are ongoing. On September the 20th, a footpath running alongside St Martin's Parish Church close to Epsom Town Centre was cordoned off following an alleged sexual assault against a teenage girl, which reportedly occurred the night before, on September the 19th. Two suspects, both boys under age 17, were arrested and have since been released on bail. The investigation continues and officers believe it is an isolated incident. Surrey Police has clarified there is nothing to suggest the sexual offences are linked at this time. They all occurred under a different set of circumstances. Police have identified suspects in relation to each of these offences and investigations remain ongoing. Reacting to the later alleged incident, Kira said, straight away my heart dropped into my stomach. I thought that could have been any single girl in Epsom who was there at the time. It could have been any one of us, and that really hit home to me. I found it truly heartbreaking that they really did fuel me to think what I can do as a resident. It was horrible to hear. Kira aims to engage with the council and police about her safety concerns by providing them with feedback from Epsom and Women Girls. The 23-year-old gathered responses from the community by sending out a survey. Kira reported that around 150 anonymous participants filled it in, and 90% told Kira they were worried about sexual assault in Epsom. To make her street safer, one of the changes Kira is focusing on is better street lighting. Kira also wants to organise a volunteer team who could help women and girls get home safer after a night out, and she also suggested there was a need for more CCTV cameras. She added, I think there should be a really big shift in what we're doing as a community to stop it, as well as what the council can do to make women and girls feel safer on the streets of Epsom. If you have any information which could help, contact police via the web chat at surreypolice.uk, online, or by calling 101. If you don't wish to leave your name, you can call the Independent Crime Stoppers charity on 0800 555 111 anonymously. A new secondary school transport service is being set up in Runnymede after hundreds of parents bemoaned the end of the yellow bus service. It will be up and running from April 2021 and will serve Chertsey High School as well as four schools served by the yellow bus, Fulbrook, Magna Carta, Salesian and Jubilee High. The 20-year-old long service stopped when Runnymede Borough Council could not afford to renew the contract, and 479 distraught parents last month signed a petition to reverse the decision. Councillor Michael Kononaratsis said, this left a massive hole in the provision of school transport, leaving many parents distraught, angry and upset, with little option on how to have their children make the journey to school. He and fellow councillor Stuart McKay from Runnymede Residents and Community Group contacted schools and parents of nearly 400 children responded in less than a month wanting to use the service. Runnymede Borough Council will lease seven new buses, recruit drivers and plan new routes over the coming months. They will also set up an online payment options. Once the coronavirus restrictions have passed, they plan to use the vehicles during the day to transport people to day centres and other community activities. The new buses are additional to school transport provided to eligible children by Surrey County Council. And finally, Boeing has been manufacturing the 747 aircraft for more than 50 years, and the planes were considerably larger than existing airliners, with a capacity of around 550 passengers. They were known by British Airways as the Queen of the Skies, and to commemorate the nation, the airline's remaining two aircraft took to the skies one after the other from Heathrow shortly after 8:30 a.m. on Thursday. Once in the air, GCIVY in current BA livery circled back over the southerly runway. The planes took off through some thick cloud but were still just about visible as they climbed into the sky. There was lots of emotional attachment to the 747s, with many cabin crew and passengers having fond memories of flying in them. People were encouraged to use the hashtag BA747Farewell on Twitter to share them. One person said, letting go of our B747s is definitely harder than a breakup to take. I won't be able to fly with these queens ever again. The farewell gained worldwide attention, with people from as far afield as New Zealand and Australia following the live coverage. In July 2020, British Airways announced that the remaining 747s have flown their last commercial service as a result of the impact of COVID-19 pandemic and had on the airline and the aviation sector. The fleet is being replaced by quieter, fuel-efficient aircraft as part of the airline's commitment to achieve net zero carbon emissions by 2050. And that's a look at the stories in Surrey this week. This has been Brooklyn's Radio Surrey News Review with Graham Laycock. And you can hear the Surrey News Review every Friday at 1pm and 7pm on Brooklyn's Radio. And you can keep up to date with the Surrey Advertiser and online with Surrey Live.
Radio.